Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice, 97.3. Good vibes and variety. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show is Hump Day. So we've been playing Kiss, Marry, Kill all morning. That's super fun. If you want to text us one, you think of 800-400-3697. Disneyland tickets, we've got them all week long, every hour from 7:05 in the morning until 6:05 in the afternoon. The last hour of Jane's show, we've got them. Right now, here's your code word, mansion, as in the haunted mansion, you know, from Disneyland. M-A-N-S-I-O-N, mansion is this hour's code word. Text it to our contest line, 20357. That enters you to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort, and you'll be in the running to qualify for the grand prize vacation, including a 4-pack of 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is mansion. Contest line 20357. And we'll have, if you don't win this hour, try again next hour. We'll have another code word for you at 9:05. The Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Jumpstart MD makes weight loss easier with personalized, medically supervised plans and GLP-1 medications. Sign up today and your first month is $99. Visit jumpstartmd.com. Kiss, Marry, Kill. I don't know if anybody sent any in, although 800-400-3697, but I was inspired by your characters where you did Seinfeld, Chandler, and who was the third one? Oh, the guy from
How I Met Your Mom. Nobody knows, yeah. Right?
That guy, we immediately killed that guy. So I thought, I want to try one too, because I don't want to say anything about it. So here are my picks. The Beast from Beauty and the Beast. Don't do that. Shrek, funny, owns property, emotionally available. What? Flynn Rider, that's the guy from Tangled.
I love that cartoon.
I know, that's why I'm doing him.
Oh, do you love it too?
I've seen it.
Oh, okay.
And I remember Flynn Rider. He's not the prince guy, right? He's the guy that she's supposed to marry or something? She's trying to get away from Flynn Rider?
No, Flynn Rider is the bad guy who's on the run from the
But he's handsome with the...
very handsome.
Okay, all right.
He's got floppy hair.
Smolder.
Big eyebrows.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
I just looked him up because I remember thinking one of the guys in that was cute. You know, for a cartoon guy, I thought he was pretty cute. All right, so there's your choices. The Beast from Beauty and the Beast. Not the prince, but the Beast. Shrek or Flynn Rider. Literal smolder from Tangled.
Immediately, immediately killing the beast.
Oh!
Toxic.
Oh!
Toxic. Agreed. He kidnaps her until she falls in love with him.
Her dad screwed up. That's why she winds up there. He does it to save her.
No.
He wasn't. She wasn't kidnapped.
What?
No. She had to go. He gave her the choice.
He made a bad deal with a witch or something, and he's taking it out on everybody.
Mm. Yeah, that is Stockholm right there. I'll hold on to you till you're killing me.
You're killing Beast.
I guess I'll kiss Flynn. I only saw that movie once, Tangled once, but I think he was a tool, if I remember. Oh. But he's cute for a cartoon. And obviously I'll marry Shrek. Because at least when he was going through his toxic issues, he was isolating himself. He wasn't making it everybody else's problem until everyone started showing up in his life. And he was like, just leave me alone. I'm not an onion or whatever.
Don't peel my layers, donkey.
Iconic.
Okay, so you're killing the beast.
Bye.
You're marrying Shrek.
I'm marrying Shrek. Yeah. He owns property. Do you know how hard that is to get as a millennial?
I mean, swamp life, right?
Exactly. I could get a little boat out there, grow some sunflowers.
That first scene where he comes out and he like bathes in the swamp and there's like the mud and all the things.
Oh, my skin would be glowing.
Oh.
Oh.
But you'd have to bang Shrek.
Well, I can make an arrangement.
Yeah, all right. I put him in there because I do find Shrek weirdly attractive.
No, you don't.
No, I do. I can see why Princess Fiona falls for him. I really like him, and his true nature is revealed.
What do you 100%. Mean? You can see what she's Shrek too.
Yeah, but she's also a princess.
I know, but you're like, I can see why she fell for him. She's one of them.
No, not just because of the way he looks, but because of who he is. Vinny.
All right,
so who are you going with?
I'm going to marry Flynn. He turns out to be a good guy, so like that worked out. Mm. So I'll marry him. I'm going to let Beast get me just to see what that's all about. And Shrek's got to go. Sorry.
Oh.
Sorry, Shrek.
I'm marrying the Beast. I have always loved the Beast.
Oh, my.
I just feel like he was desperate.
That's the most Gen X thing I've ever heard you say.
The Beast from Beauty and the Beast. I just love him. Love him. That dancing scene, I'm like, oh, so romantic with the captured.
Except she's a hostage.
Oh, well. I think I have to kill Shrek.
Yeah, you do.
I just can't bang the swamp guy.
Right. Of course.
And I'll just kiss Flynn Rider. All right.
I got one for you.
Oh.
Ooh.
This is just for you, though.
Just for me?
I mean.
Bob can do it. You can do it.
I don't think she's going to know all the people on the list.
All right. I'm ready.
This list is people you've had brushes with.
Oh, okay. Oh, this is fun.
Roland Orzabal from Tears for Fears.
Okay.
Who wanted you, but John was there that day. John.
That's not why it didn't happen,
you
but
party
go on.
Pooper. Peter Garrett, lead singer of Midnight Oil, wanted you. Wanted it. And you wouldn't.
Yeah.
And Eddie Van Halen said, get in the car.
Yeah.
He's wasted, but I mean, still.
Get in the car.
Get in the car.
I'm not getting in the car. And he's my friend, Michelle. So, get out of here, Michelle. You're not going in there.
The talented guy from Tears for Fears.
Okay.
The lead singer, the bald-headed, sort of hyper-political guy from Midnight Oil. The Australian guy. He's Australian, mate.
Yeah.
And Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah. I marry Peter Garrett. After he was, like, clearly
into you,
into me, which I never really thought about him much other than, you know, I've seen his videos. I like his music.
There's a lot of people who are like, Peter Garrett. But Midnight Oil had a minute in the 80s, and they were a big alternative band.
Right. And I remember, like, being in a tent at a festival where I met him. And I turn and I can see someone's like belly button right there as I'm standing there. And I looked up and he looked down at me and he's something like, hey, Sheila. And I was like, hi, I'm Sarah. And we had a nice conversation and I was like, ooh, that dude, I will marry him. Sorry, John. I'm so sorry.
You marry Peter Garrett.
I marry Peter Garrett. And, I have no interest in either one of the other two. I guess I'll kiss Eddie Van Halen and kill Roland Roosevelt. I have no interest in either one of them. And I just think that Eddie Van Halen was so talented and so amazing, even though you hear bad stories about him, but I wouldn't kill him.
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
All right. What's the next one?
No, that's it. We'll just do those two. That's more than enough. That's a good one, Ben. I like that. That was very, I'll have to come up with some for you from people.
It's okay. You don't need to.
No, I'm going to. That's fine.
It's all right.
No, that's a good time.
I like it better when you're the person.
Well, we always do like to poke the other person. So
that's way more fun.
Stands to reason. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm. Okay, great.
Perfect. For the record, I'm marrying Roland.
Come on, Tears for Fears. I want to hear it. Absolute... Oh, you marry Roland.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
Really?
You don't love... I love Tears for Fears.
I do not dislike Tears for Fears. I clearly do not love them to the extent that you do if you're marrying Roland Orzabal.
Yeah.
I am so much more into Eddie Van Halen than Roland Orzabal. And I'm not really into either one of them.
All right.
Otherwise, I would have gotten in the car.
Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Next story is, thank you for coming up with a Kiss, Marry, Kill. Do you know any of those guys enough that you can make a call on that?
Nope.
Okay.
A texter said, what about Hal Sparks? Was he a suitor of yours?
I would never marry him, but I would definitely kiss
him. She made out with him right in front of us all.
Oh.
Did not make out with him.
Better Hal Sparks than her cousin, am I right?
Yeah.
You're not wrong. Luckily, I never made out with my cousin. So.
Uh-huh. Always with the deny. Mm. Stick to that.
Don't worry. I will. Except for that one time that I didn't, that somebody isolated, which thankfully is gone. All right. Now, Tom Cruise remains a danger boy. I thought that this was just sort of another fun story about Tom Cruise. He, in the latest Mission Impossible, did you already see that?
I have not. So it should be available for rent any minute now. Yeah. So that's, I will watch it. Yeah. I love it.
I know.
I'm a Tom Cruise guy.
Well, his movies are great.
I don't want to kiss, marry, or kill him, but because I don't want him around me. I'm not a super fan in that way, but I think he makes good movies.
Yeah, he does make good movies. They're certainly well supported and
I enjoyed
backed by producers.
Against all of my instincts, I enjoyed Top Gun like Top Gun 2, like I can't believe.
Mm. Oh, I remember you coming in and just frothing.
I mean,
time.
I was like blown away.
Well, it's he does movies that appeal so broadly. Like who doesn't want to watch a crazy action movie with something of a plot and watch some human that you know is actually doing the stunts? It's cool. He's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So he's talking about one of the stunts that's in The Final Reckoning, and he's talking about, this is Mission Impossible, this is it's part two of this sort of finale of him as, what's his name? Ethan something. So one of the stunts he does, and I'm looking at pictures of this, and look, it's Tom Cruise, so of course it's just drama. It's a 1930s biplane, which is the two sets of wings, right? Top and bottom. And then there's some framework between them. And then underneath there's wheels that are all connected by some kind of a frame. You know what the old biplanes look like.
Yes, absolutely. Ethan Hunt, by the way.
Ethan Hunt. I was thinking Ethan Hawke, but I'm like, it's definitely not Ethan Hawke.
That's exactly what happened in my head. Yeah.
So he's talking about, I guess they did in... This digital release is coming up, and there are things where you can turn on commentary sometimes on these, which I think used to just be a Blu-ray thing. You were able to watch, you could turn on, like, the director and the star are watching the movie along with you, and you can hear their voiceovers in it where they talk about... During the movie. That's like an option. I don't know if that's widely available or this is just a Blu-ray. I know it was a Blu-ray thing when it first started happening, but now you can buy, like, a DVD... And that might be one of the options on it. But it sounds like here, bonus content from the action film's digital release. Cruise and the director, Christopher McQuarrie, watch the scene. It's a plane and he's in a fight with someone on this little biplane.
Mm-hmm.
And he's Tom Cruise is talking about, as they start the scene, he goes, "Oh, this almost broke my back." And you can see where he's, and of course, in the movie, all the thousand lines and harnesses that are holding him, probably more than even is what's required by insurance for him to do these stunts himself. That's all been, I don't know, blotted out of. Your brother took care of it. He erased all the lines and harnesses. But he is hanging off the bottom of the biplane and he has to go forward and kick and then flip himself up onto. And he's talking about how the drag of the wind and then trying to wrestle. It's like having to lift three of yourself in order to get around there. And he's talking about how he really hurt his back. The director even said, "You're talking about a lot of pain here in this thing." Cruise does his own stunts and explained that hanging from the plane was punishing. "I need my whole body going. I have to somehow fly to him to hit him. How are we going to do it? I don't know." And then at the end, he's dangling from a seatbelt while the plane is upside down. And Cruise goes, "Oh, that was brutal." It's just funny to hear him talking about as he's watching his own body try to do these things. And then,
I think it's funny that there's probably a 20-year-old somewhere on the set going, "I know how you do it. You do a green screen and we just do it."
Yeah.
"On a computer. And then it all looks real and it's all done.
Super real.
And no one's back is hurt."
It looks as real as Harry Potter on a broom in the Quidditch match. That looks so real. So then there's another scene where McQuarrie is saying, "This actually separated the joints in Tom's fingers from the force. So by the time we finished the sequence, your hands were absolutely swollen. Oh my God, it was so painful to watch."
He's a badass. I like it a lot.
And then they kiss each other's ass for a while, and that's the end of the scene.
You know, as interesting as all that stuff is to me, behind the music, behind the movie, all that stuff that's available after the movie, I never watch it. The movie ends and I get up and I'm done. Yeah. And I get off the couch.
I don't watch it either. Sometimes I used to watch like the Game of Thrones after show and it'd be interesting to see them. You know, she's riding on a saddle and mm-hmm. it's all green around her. She's trying to be on a dragon. But something like that is probably really interesting. I just feel like I just watched that.
I finished my TV time is done.
Yeah. Next story. Remember when Timothée Chalamet and Kylie Jenner broke up like a week ago? Everyone was like, "Well, I guess that's that. He didn't go to her birthday party."
I believe that the facts were that she posted she was listening to a sad song.
Yes, she was listening to breakup songs and a couple of them. And then he posted something about, I want to say it was like Muhammad Ali getting punched in the face or vice versa. He punched somebody else. And everyone, the internet went crazy. The people who were like, "Well, there's nothing from Taylor lately," said, "Wait, we'll look into this Timothée Chalamet, Kylie Jenner situation." Apparently not over. But it made it all the way around the world. He is over in Hungary filming Dune 3. And she went and visited him. And apparently a small coffee shop in Budapest posted a picture yesterday of two employees with them. They claim that the two of them walked in. Timothée and Kylie, and the two girls are like, "What? Oh, you guys broke up."
Oh, really?
But they said it in Hungarian.
Oh, okay.
They wrote, they wrote in the caption, "They were totally confused by the couple's sudden appearance, with the shock definitely showing on their faces in the photo." They do look kind of like, they say they were very kind. "We thank them for coming." But what does that tell us? I don't think you go to Hungary for no reason. You want to slice off some of that Timothée.
Well, I mean, I know that however many years into a relationship, you're kind of steeled to, okay, we need to be apart for whatever reason we're apart. But you remember that unquenchable thirst from a certain time in your relationship where you're like, "I can't go another day. Mm-hmm. I need to see you."
Yeah. I would think that with phones the way that they are now, because you are going to get to see them. You can talk to someone all day. Your conversation literally never has to stop. As long as you don't put your phone down, you're still talking. But yes, the physical craving, the physical contact. So anyway, it looks like they might still be together.
Maybe that's why she was listening to the sad songs, because they were struggling with the long distance.
Now, so she hopped on her private jet and flew herself to Hungary.
Must be nice.
Must be. Couple things. We've got this Harry Potter TV series that is, I don't see a date on it. I'm sure there is one.
In production now, though.
They are in production. So it actually started back in July, and it looks, I have my first look here at the Weasley family, because there's twins, there's Ginny, there's Percy, and of course there's Ron. We'd already seen Ron, but there's the rest of the family there. They actually, in a way, they look related in the way that all redheads look related, I guess.
That seems wrong.
Yeah.
To say out loud.
Sorry, all you redheads. You all look the same.
All look the same.
I like Ginny, which is cool. I was always going to like any, but I did not love who they cast in the Ginny in the movies as Ginny. Was not into her at all.
What?
I just didn't like it. I felt like the two characters, the two people had no, it was, even in the books, I didn't like that he wound up with Ginny, but in the movies.
Spoiler alert.
Okay.
About 30 years ago.
Even in the books, something happens that you won't like. But in the movie, I just felt like those two characters had zero chemistry whatsoever. I have no idea if this new kid will have any, but, oh, and here's a picture. This is on set. This is actually as they're filming, it looks like, of Hagrid. The new Nick Frost is playing Hagrid, and a little boy named Dominic McLaughlin is Harry Potter. They've got some dots on Hagrid's face, which I'm assuming is some kind of like, there must be some green screen stuff that's going to happen after the fact. A lot of times they'll do that so the computer knows exactly where to put something and can follow. But Harry Potter looks great.
He's so small. He's just a tiny little guy.
He is a tiny, I know. Jacket. Oh, I didn't even notice that he's standing up 6 inches on the curb.
Or a box or something. Yeah,
something there.
And Hagrid's still, what, 2.5 feet taller than him?
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
He just looks like a miniature person next to Hagrid.
Do you guys think we're going to see anything different?
Well, it'll be longer form, because each season apparently is going to take one book and do. So they may actually have to add material.
Okay.
Because I thought they did a pretty accurate job in those movies. I get that they couldn't have every little thing happening. So maybe they will in this. But they do say they're going to stick pretty true to the books.
Okay.
So they get to have, are there seven books?
Yes.
So I guess seven seasons. And then maybe Adventures Beyond. Wouldn't that be nice if all the kids grow up okay? Because once you got a hit show, God knows you got to keep that train rolling.
Right.
Okay, so, and they're at the Leaky Cauldron, it looks like. Heading to Diagon Alley. So the Harry Potter TV series, I put, by the way, both of those stories up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, just so you can take a peek. The little redheaded family is just adorable. I like the Ron Weasley. It's fun. Okay, what you got coming up then?
A lot of stuff, by the way, so don't fret. The news will be full. Mm. The most fun state in America and the least fun state in America after these.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The countdown is on for your chance to win a copy of Taylor's new album, The Life of a Showgirl, on sparkly purple vinyl, courtesy of Jane. It's happening this Friday in the 5 o'clock hour in Jane's show. Listen then and find out to win this vinyl copy of Taylor's latest.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jam Bar, an organic real food energy bar packed with gluten-free grains and no highly processed sugars or oils. Made locally, Jam Bars fuel your workouts and daily adventures. Pick up Jam Bars at stores including Whole Foods, Safeway, and Nugget Markets.
Sweet.
Here's what's happening. Hot today. Sunny and hot. Maybe, or at least so far, the hottest day of the summer. Which it has been very mild,
it
so
has.
That's
we're not even mostly we're not even talking triple digits.
Right.
Even though it's the hottest day of the summer so far.
Mm-hmm. Today is National Radio Day. In a recent poll, 71% of drivers said they listen to the radio in their car.
Hello, 71% of drivers.
Almost 70%, 67, say they listen to radio every day.
Oh.
That's good to hear.
That is great to hear.
We love doing radio. We hope that radio somehow continues to stay relevant and part of your life forever.
Right.
I would love it to somehow have this renaissance and be able to say to my kids, you could go be a radio host or show host now because it's still vibrant,
right,
happening. And I would love that.
Well,
and that doesn't
so
mean I would try
fun.
And make them do it, but I would say, if that's what you want.
That's a viable career choice.
I would love to see you do that. I would listen to your show every day, you little rascals.
Yeah.
Just like Ellie listens to you.
Ellie listens every day.
And so does Sandy. She doesn't say
hey,
it
moms.
As much, but she definitely, there are times when she'll go, "What? I hear you every day." Oh!
You don't have to tell me that story.
Every day? All right.
Hi, Sandy. Have a safe trip home today.
Yeah, Sandy's getting on a flight here soon. Anyway, National Radio Day.
Love you, radio. Thanks for everything.
Okay, I got a bunch of fun stuff here. I don't even know where to begin. I'll start with the most fun states in America.
Okay.
And this is fun because Maddie is not on the show.
Why is, what makes that fun?
West Virginia is the last, the least fun state in our nation.
He doesn't do a lot to sell it in any other way. It doesn't seem all that fun.
It's interesting that he's...
I bet it's pretty.
I wouldn't know. I've never been, so I can't even...
Yeah. You know, well, I think of the Blue Ridge Mountains and country roads, Take Me Home.
Right.
Almost Heaven, West Virginia.
And that you eat squirrels and for real.
And have outhouses.
Right.
Right.
I heard that country roads, you know, West Virginia, is actually about Western Virginia, not West Virginia.
West Virginia. I'm so sorry. That bad Virginia is actually where they're talking about.
California was number one on the list of the most fun states to visit in America.
This is a fun state.
And I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
1,000%. I enjoyed my time when I lived in Oregon, which Oregon came in at number 10.
Oh.
I enjoyed it very much. But there's something about California, the weather, the beauty, and the access to concerts, restaurants, all the stuff.
Outdoor activities out the yin yang. It just driving around is super fun. Mm-hmm. Like, wow, look at that. Oh my God, look at that.
So the most fun states in America are California first, Florida number two.
Oh, well, Disney's in both places.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Nevada.
Oh.
Comes in at number three.
Can be awfully fun there. And the people who are, I guess they're leaving. Is Burning Man already on? It's on this whole week, or
ask someone who might go.
Huh. Do we know anyone
next
like that?
Week.
Okay, so all next week and through the I know it coincides with Labor Day. I just don't know when it starts.
It starts this weekend and goes through next weekend.
Okay.
Who's to say?
Who would know?
I wouldn't know. I've never been and don't plan to go. Those days are behind me now. I don't have any interest.
Well, you don't want to just go check out the, you know, the dirt and
the art installations?
And the art.
No, yeah. I don't. I've
rock out at raves.
I know that everyone wants to downplay the drug use out in the middle of nowhere and the orgies, and that's fine.
Oh.
Downplay it because
there is apparently a sex dome.
Oh, there's a whole thing.
Yeah.
That no one wants to seems to want to sell.
They won't let you in single.
Well, is that
maybe,
right?
Maybe they'll let girls in single, but they're not letting any dudes just walk in. John had to get someone to go with him. He got Danielle's sister to go with him. Yeah,
oh,
all right, I'll go.
Oh, and they went and did it. Good.
I don't know what they did, and I don't ask too many questions.
Smart.
I know a lot of stuff he did do, though.
Nevada, Illinois, you know, Chicago's big.
Yeah, yeah.
New York comes in at 5.
Oh. Well, there's a lot to do, not just in the city of New York. That's a beautiful state. A lot of stuff.
Colorado, Washington, Texas, Minnesota, and Oregon round out your top 10. And at the bottom of the list is West Virginia, at 50, the least fun state.
Did they base it on, what are they?
They say it's on entertainment recreation rank, and another ranking is nightlife rank.
Oh.
Mm. Our nightlife was in at number 3. Our entertainment recreation ranking, and I say our as in California, number 1.
Mm.
Which kept us very high on the list.
Yeah, lots to do here.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay. I'm ready.
If you had to pick the 4 cities in America, like the Rushmore of cities for America, which 4 cities?
To represent America. Like we're putting it up there.
This is our best and greatest cities in our...
I'm very biased.
Okay.
On this.
All right.
I think New York is a gimme. I feel like even if I didn't have kids living in New York,
I would put New York on mine as well.
Yeah. I personally would say Boston. I never don't have fun in Boston. I never don't
what?
Have fun. I always have fun in Boston. Like Boston is just... And there's so much history there. I love it. I love Boston. I would... Like Chicago, I've not spent a lot of time there. The very little amount, I had a fun time there. But I would think, and I think beauty-wise, San Francisco wins. But I think LA and Hollywood, like the Hollywood thing, is that's more well known internationally. So I feel like that Hollywood sign would be a really recognizable thing on this Mount Rushmore.
NYC, Boston.
I'm going to go LA.
And one more. This is your Rushmore of American cities.
I almost want, can I do two in California?
You can do four in California if you want. Like I lived in San Diego for 10 years. I loved it there. They won't make my list, but I would certain they're close, real close.
I feel like the thing about St. Louis was that, that freaking arch is incredible. And I think it is incredible. I've been up in it a bunch of times. But that's 'cause I lived there. I think I'd have to go. I'd probably just go San Francisco. Would you put Chicago instead of San Francisco?
I haven't given you mine yet.
All right, I'll go with San Francisco. Okay, what are you doing?
New York City, San Francisco, LA, Chicago.
Oh.
Easy.
So the two California cities, too.
Yeah. And there was a time when the dream would be to be on in Southern Cal and Northern Cal at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't care about being on across the rest of the country, but the two big, you know, California, that'd right. be amazing. And to be all the way down to San Diego would be even better. Like that, how cool
could... Maybe I should put Seattle on it.
That would be super. Seattle's no. awesome.
Yeah.
But who are you going to drop? Boston?
No, I wouldn't drop Boston. I just wouldn't. I feel like that's the history there is crazy.
All right.
East Coast history. Go on. What are you going to do, Bobby?
New York, Chicago, San Francisco, maybe Miami?
Oh.
To get a little...
Oh, I don't know. I don't have...
Let's get some salsa
dancing
in there.
Let's get some vibes
in
there.
Okay. That's your Rushmore.
But definitely Chicago. You haven't spent a lot of time there? It rocks.
It's pretty awesome. I was there in the winter and didn't really experience it like...
And it's hard. It's a hard city in the winter.
Yes. It was real... Like, and it was brutal.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing tryouts for Q101.
Like, can't go outside of a building. Brutal.
Whew.
Yeah.
So incredibly, it's cold. Real.
Mm.
Okay, anyway, that was just not part of anything.
Well, I liked it.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear it.
Well, it's fun. It's, you know, I love lists just in general. But I also feel like the beauty of lists is that you get to make your own too. You know, it's like that, that's appealing to me. And I like to hear people's reasonings for why they would or wouldn't put something on a list.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
One of my all-time favorite movies in the history of film or whatever.
Oh, I can't wait.
Is called Up.
Oh,
it's a movie called Up. Movie. And if you haven't seen the movie Up, and especially if you don't have kids and you watched it, you'd be like, a house with balloons? Like, what are you, what the,
right.
What is he, nuts?
Yeah.
I understand that.
But if you're not crying in the first 5 minutes of that movie, there's something broken in you.
I watched it and loved it and have watched it a dozen more times and still love it. So this is just, I'm leading into a story here. In that movie, there's a point where this old man who has lost, spoiler alert, lost
it's
someone
that's
very dear to him.
Right.
They want to buy his house. They're like, listen, old guy, you know, sorry, but you know, we're building all around you and we'd like to make you an offer.
We're gonna force you out.
No, I won't do it. That's one of those. He's the guy who says, nope, I will not sell.
Just wait for me to die because I'm not leaving. This is the house I built with that lady.
Here's a story out of China.
Okay.
And apparently this happens enough that they have a name for these houses where someone won't sell. They call it a nail house. I had to look it up. And the story behind nail house is it's like a nail that hasn't been hammered down. It's the one house that won't sell as progress is trying to move through the area, and they will not sell.
And the powers that be just want to hammer that nail into the ground and build something on top of it.
This guy,
nail house.
It's a term they use in China, and they say here, this house that they'd been trying to buy before they put this road through, the owner would not sell, not doing it. And so the road went in around the house. You can see the house in the middle of a freeway on either side. They even built up so the house doesn't really have a view of the road. It's got a view of a wall.
Can you imagine being this petty? I love it. I could never.
And truthfully, I can't really tell because it's just an overhead picture of this thing where it is literally the traffic splits around it, leaves room for it, but is higher. Like
in the middle of 101. Like it is right in the middle of this freeway.
And they lift it up. Like there's actually cars can go under this whole thing. Like they've dug a tunnel in what looks like under the house. Like this is so crazy. But it looks like, you know, those like housing developments where all the houses, like it looks like all the houses directly to the right. There's another highway off to the left, not just this main highway, but there's just a highway there. So it's almost like this development was right off that highway. And now they put this road through. This is, I honestly can't believe they don't have eminent domain. Sorry, but this is where we're building.
You would think so.
Here's a fair price for your house. And
think in a communist country that they would just say, I'm sorry, the people demand this land.
Right.
The end.
We have that here.
Does he have his own exits to get to his driveway?
It's underneath. There's cars that can go under. This is nuts.
Living there would be miserable.
Right. Well, that's the story.
I think that's their whole
I haven't
point.
Even gotten to the story okay, yet, which is they've now moved. They cannot stand the noise. So this guy held out all this time. Now they've been forced to build around the home. And so he gets no money.
Yeah, the house is worth nothing
yes,
now.
Zero.
No one buys that
no
house.
No one, no. Well, they'll just tear it down.
That's iconic.
Oh, wow. Sometimes some people are just so stubborn.
Oh, here's a better look at it, too. A little more close up.
But they
held out. Now they're living in the house with the road built around it, and the noise was too much. They couldn't stand it. They've since left and not gotten a penny for their troubles. Can you believe that?
I really can't. I really can't believe it.
Look up Nail House. It'll be in the news. You'll see it. But there's trucks driving by this house.
Oh, no. It's full on freeway.
And it is sunk in such a way that your view now is of a wall.
Mm. And your unruly grass going up the side. Like there. Oh, it must be abandoned at this point when they take these pictures because you would move out. That's just so, it's like cutting off your nose to spite your face.
You'd have to make it a museum or something. Make it a tourist attraction. That's the only way to get your money out of it.
I guess. But like who would even... We didn't want to move because of the bodies buried beneath the home.
Let me ask you, do you know the term monkey barring?
Monkey barring? No, not in any way other than actually monkey barring.
Are you monkey barring from relationship to relationship?
Oh, just swinging through this one and grabbing a hold of that one and swinging.
Who hasn't known that person that was just absolutely always from one, like they lined up next before they left?
You've met so many people that they've dated. They don't even care. They're just slotting somebody in. Monkey barring.
Have you ever met someone who seems to constantly be in a relationship? Not just one or two long-term ones, but multiple, and they never are single. They always go from one person to the next person to the next. That person is monkey barring, they say. That's
Should
a new dating term.
The latest person who showed up, like, just so you know, you're a monkey bar.
I don't think so, but I do think that it would be a red flag for me.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be for you?
Well, I feel like I would, if you're the monkey barrer and I see it happening, I'd be like, well, I either know I could just really quickly get whatever it is, you know, out of my system. And then I knew you'd move on, or I'd be like, well, there's a guy I could never date. Because am I going to be the one that sets up the roadblock that stops him from monkey barring over to the next person?
They say this is often stems from a deep-seated fear of being alone. So this person has a problem in their own heart or head or whatever, but that they've always needed
someone,
love and companionship.
They just don't care who they get it from. You're no longer interesting to me. I met this chick over at the coffee shop on 8th.
It's awful. Anyway,
you know, everybody's got their own.
We all know that person, though, the monkey barring person.
Yeah.
Relationship to relationship.
I don't know that person.
You don't?
Not really.
I've known him.
Yeah.
I've known him.
Is that the carcass's carcass guy?
No. That's not. Mm. But I had a buddy who would fall deeply in love.
She's the one, Vin.
Easy and often. And I would just go. And then if I hadn't seen him for a bit, I'd go, how's, you know, Tamara? And he'd go, I'm not with her anymore. I'm with Jenny. What? Told me that lady was the love. Well, yeah.
At the time, she was the love of my life. Now, it's Jenny.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Post Malone does some modeling, and what's coming your way on Halloween?
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.